F1 F2 F off F off F off F off F off back to Russia F off back to Russia F off back to Russia
WRCT Pittsburgh. Thank you.
étaient alors Jean-Luc alors il était sale. Il était là dans un aéroport, puis je puis il n'était pas, pas très ouvert, maintenant il est fermé alors. C'est ça l'histoire d'un type qui est assez amusé en se disant que ben, tu sais que les histoires que lui il parle.
Yeah, cool. Thank you. C'est une panoplie faramineuse. Là, vous assistez à la guerre classique, massive, la plus fabuleuse que vous puissiez imaginer, la plus étonnante.
forces were engaging targets in Kuwait and Iraq. President Bush will address the nation at 9 o'clock p.m. tonight from the Oval Office. We'll try to get you more as soon as we can. Thank you very much. Operation Desert Storm forces were engaging targets in Kuwait and Iraq. President Bush will address the nation at 9 o'clock p.m. tonight from the Oval Office. I'll try to get you more as soon as we can. Thank you very much.
Continue as I speak. Ground forces are not engaged. This conflict started August 2nd when the dictator of Iraq invaded a small and helpless neighbor. Kuwait, a member of the Arab League and a member of the United Nations, was crushed. Its people brutalized. 5 months ago, Saddam Hussein started this cruel war against Kuwait. Tonight, the battle has been won.
Un nouveau bandit américain a acheté la première possibilité par l'adversaire de Bagdad et qui a pris une mission pour qu'il sorte et cherche au Madame Carabinier. Elle promettait d'aller devenir les premiers héros de la guerre. Donc, vous avez passé la mission de Marais dans le Canada. J'ai eu une conversation privée avec son chef de cabinet, Bob Teeter. Bush lui a dit, j'ai travaillé toute ma vie pour ça, dans tous ces domaines. C'est une occasion, et je vais certainement pas la laisser passer. Croyez-moi, le boulot sera fait. Bush lui a dit, j'ai travaillé toute ma vie pour ça, dans tous ces domaines. C'est une occasion, et je vais certainement pas la laisser passer. Croyez-moi, le boulot sera fait.
I hate America!
La guerre brutale, sophistiquée, sans doute.
Pour vous informer de la qualité de réception chez vous.
important, the most important news network. La chaîne de télévision la plus importante du monde.
Notre combat contre l'agression et contre les infidèles. C'est une coalition de 30 pays qui ont commencé la guerre.
J'obligerai les fous à ranger leurs jouets, leurs chars, leurs canons, et nous pourrions enfin nous promener en paix.
positionner.
Gloire à nos héros, gloire à ces hommes virils et beaux, gloire à ces soldats forts et courageux, gloire, gloire, gloire à nos héros.
The mayor of San Jose has an open invitation to the Queen of England to visit the water purification treatment facilities, since it is a prime example of what is called world-class technology. The waste received at the plant are extremely difficult to treat due to the exceptionally heavy concentration of canneries and exotic circuit manufacturing firms in the service area. The problem is further complicated by the lack of assimilative capacity of the water at the south end of San Francisco Bay. Comprehensive pilot studies undertaken in 1958 and 1959 concluded that a modified activated sludge process, known as the cross-nitrification interchange process, provided the highest level of secondary treatment for the waste received at the plant. The secondary treatment and additional screening, great primary sedimentation, digestion, nitrification, and sludge disposal facilities were completed in 1964.
Welcome to San Jose in the Santa Clara Valley, California's city of discovery. The richest treasure of San Jose is the delightfully warm year-round climate, boasting average high temperatures of 96 degrees in July and 48 degrees in January. San Jose's climate is ideal. Our fruit and other produce used to find its way to tables around the world. As an agricultural center, we had a long history. Long-forgotten tribes of Indians cultivated these lands for centuries. First discovered by Spanish explorers in 1769, this sunny environment fostered San Jose's beginnings and nurtured the hundreds of orchards and vineyards which established the valley as an important agricultural center for a short time. 200-year-old San Jose was California's first civil settlement and later became the state's first capital. By the beginning of the 20th century, the Santa Clara Valley had become an international mecca for the gourmet. Why, even President Harding would periodically make two special train trips to San Jose's famous Vendome Hotel just to eat raw mussels freshly gathered from the mudflats of Alviso. Today, San Jose is still creating landmarks. As a pioneer of the future, Santa Clara Valley is a pulsating electronics and high technology center.
The fruit, which once was produced in such great abundance here, has become something to annually clog up our sewage treatment plant. But this nuisance is quickly being eliminated. All the unsightly, rundown orchards are being replaced by tastefully modern townhouses and condominiums. By the 80s, our richness has multiplied to the point that this is one of the wealthiest and most culturally enlightened areas of the United States. A wealth of cultural discoveries await you. From fine art galleries, symphonies, opera, ballet, and live theater, to colorful festivals stemming from the valley's rich ethnic traditions, San Jose is where your great California vacation begins. See it all, do it all.
Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. Do it Medfly Worm Watch. Keep it in, call it in. Most medflies are probably gone now, wiped out with a lot of money, hard work, and public cooperation. But now comes the hardest part of all, assuring that the last few are eliminated to make California medfly free again. You can help. Join the Medfly Worm Watch. Keep it in the regulated areas by minding the quarantines, more important now than ever. Call it in to Medfly headquarters if you find wormy fruit, because any new Medfly flare-up must be wiped out immediately. Keep it in. The Medfly probably entered California in a single piece of fruit, sneaked past inspectors in a traveler's baggage. This single, careless, and illegal act has cost taxpayers at least $60 million so far and burdened both farmers and consumers. Once in California, the fly spread to 7 counties before pest fighters got the upper hand. A slow and lazy flyer, the medfly didn't travel on its own. Again, people carried it into new parts of the state. The medfly is spread most readily as a worm-like larva inside fruit. The peach you attempted to take to work, or orange you pack for a picnic, if infested, could cause a new medfly flare-up and set back eradication for months. People caused medfly spread, but people can also prevent spread. Don't move fruit. Call it in. Look for wormy fruit, and if you find any, call medfly headquarters. The worms may be medfly larvae, hatched from eggs laid in the fruit by adult flies, flies which emerged with warm weather. The larvae feed in the fruit, making it drop to the ground. In a few days, larvae leave the fruit and enter the ground. Here they become pupae, resting while they turn into adult flies. Later, how long depends on temperatures, they emerge from the ground as adult flies and lay eggs in fruit to continue the cycle. These are some of the kinds of fruit that might contain medfly larvae. Apricot, grapefruit, tangerine, orange, loquat, pineapple guava, strawberry guava, fig, kumquat, apple, cherry, peach, plum, and nectarine. To find wormy fruit, look under trees for recently fallen fruit. Cut the fruit and carefully examine the pulp. If you see small worm-like larvae inside, put the fruit in a plastic bag and call Collect 408-399-0100. Or call your county agricultural commissioner. The larva might not be medfly after all, but it's essential to know. Keep it in, call it in. Medfly eradication depends on you.
Larry Wind knows. Flies always win. San Jose Holiday, which is a piece he recorded in 1983. The voices, I believe, that at least one of the people speaking is Ellen Zweig, and I'm not sure who the other people are. See, of course, part of that was Jerome Noitinger with Gloire. Please forgive my abysmal French. Dissonant Green Dots by Ok Young Lee. Deliver and Shave in L.A. and KF36 off of Peter Criss versus Peter Christopherson. Huh, baby? We have Barbara by Tommy Burchett off of Radio Cube, and we started off the show with Suis-je moi aussi by Martin Tetrault, Christophe Migon, Diane Labrosse, and Michel F. Gauté. There's that abysmal French again. That is off of CD Alzheimer 12, and it is very, very close to the top of the hour. You are listening to WRCT. No one made you do it. You did it all on your own. So, you know. Anyway, because it is top of the hour, maybe we could take a look at some events going on around town. Some nice things to do with your time. Like bands, music, performance, and the such. And about now, Mechanical Canine, Quarter Zip, and Joe Howland are sound checking, tuning up at the Rubato Project. At 8, Kativo has Brendan Kelly, along with Heart and Lung. Government Center has Ligatures, Bomb Threat, Rated I, and Difficult Customer. That starts at 8. Tomorrow, Sunday, at the Rubato Project, Dern, Morning Dew, and Leonardo Decapitated. Hemlock for Socrates, Meltzer, Obsidian, and Ghost Painted Sky are all at the Government Center. And the Thunderbird has Red Wanting Blue and J.D. Eicher. Monday has Lindsay Sterling and Walk Off the Earth at Stage AE. That starts at 6. And Vellum Fermentation has T.C. Superstar. That's Monday. Sorry. Yeah. That all happens on Monday. Did I mention that? Maybe. Those flies, I tell you, they win every time. Tuesday at Katz Plaza, Jazz Live presents Jamie Haddad with Chris Cole and John Shannon. And the Barbado Project has Bauer in the Tower, Bomb Threat, and Wake of the Blade. Next Wednesday, the 14th, Sublime with Rome. Stage AE, and Roboto Project has Big Brave, Spiritual Poison, and Fuzznot. And there is a show coming up on the 18th of August, a Sunday at Bantha Tea Bar. It starts at 7. We have Brian Riordan, duo of Jack Langdon from Chicago, and Jason Belcher, and Zach Rowden is playing a solo set, and that starts at 7. Oh, wait a minute. Is there more? I think maybe. There is a trio of Tom Chess, Devon Osamu Tip, and Eli Namay. Upright bass, Shakuhachi, and Ood. And that is that. If you or your ensemble has an event to include in our radio calendar, please send all of the information, all of the pertinent information, 2 weeks in advance of the date, the name of the venue, the artist name, date, time. Send it all to music-calendar at wrct.org. Our calendar is updated each week, Wednesday afternoons, so you know. Dr. Trips accompanies you on a mind-expanding journey of insight and integration through all things weird, groovy, trippy, new age, and newness. Open your third eye and lift your gaze to the sky. Let's ascend. Thursdays at 11 a.m. Eight miles high, and when you touch down, you'll find that it's stranger than known. Tune into 8 miles high with Nick and Andy every Tuesday at 9.
Know a veteran who needs help? Nation's Finest provides supportive services to veterans and their families who are struggling with housing-related costs. Visit nationsfinest.org or call 1-833-468-9676. That's 1-833-468-9676.
WRCT is supported by Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, breakfast pastries, savory hand pies, cakes, and pies made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, and hang with friends in a cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, visit their website at sidecar412.com. And if you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information on promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.